This is @DrunkardSTL on the Twitters, and you're listening to Radio FUBAR.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol, with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
I don't know.
Explain it to me.
I don't know a damn thing anymore. I'm out of the loop.
You're confused?
I'm confused. Confused as shit.
About what's going on.
I'm confused too.
I think I just heard Drunk pull up.
Oh.
Do we have
How was our reaction? Are we gonna?
Do I have to?
Do you have to do Drunk?
Yeah, I mean, if it's necessary.
I guess if, I mean, you know.
We can't abandon Drunk. Then. Drunk's one
wait,
of our...
Wait. Hold on. I don't know. Do you feel like doing Drunk, or you want to just...
I mean, I guess the people seem to like it.
Okay. Drunk, do the phone numbers. No, real Drunk.
Yeah, real Drunk.
Okay, yeah. Not the fake Drunk.
If you'd like to get a hold of the show...
I don't know, Paul. You're not sounding quite drunkish. Do you need to, like...
It's the first, you know, the first few sentences are always rough.
You kind of clear your throat a little bit? Okay.
The area code is 309-740-1430. Or on the Skypes, if you prefer that, at WFODX.
So, there we go.
Was I going too hard on the heavy breathing, or?
I think it was good.
Right there,
it
okay.
It sounded about right. It sounded like it should.
Close enough.
So, Lost in the Corn guy asked me if we're going to talk about all the stuff, and I mean, like, I don't think so, because, like, what the hell are we going to add?
Exactly.
I would like to say.
Do you have thoughts on this?
I will be the first person to come out and say that it was the government.
You think it was?
Yes.
That you won't be the first person to say that.
No, I want to be the first person to say
it. Alex Jones was the first
one. Yeah, Alex Jones will beat you to a point.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
I don't think the smoke had cleared before he was going on about...
I missed the first part.
Well, that was my first thought. Just yet another government attempt to take away our rights, goddammit.
Or take away our rights for what?
You haven't seen any of... Anything?
Oh, you're not
talking about the Boston thing?
Yeah.
Is that what we're getting at? Yeah. Here's the worst part about that.
Drunk thoughts. This is going to be good.
The last part of that, the last mile of the marathon was dedicated to the kids at Newtown. And a lot of their parents were there sitting in the grandstands.
Right.
Basically right where the fucking explosion happened.
So
they've had the shittiest year, like...
Yeah, they're not having a good time.
On the planet, for sure.
Pretty bad time.
Yeah, two tragedies. And
it's just like the end of the Hunger Games.
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen it yet.
Like the third Hunger Games.
So that movie still has yet to come out then.
Right.
Gotcha.
Come on, drunk. Get on the ball, man. Yeah. It's been out a long time.
Sorry. I don't do... Well, I mean, I don't have a female, so I don't have to go to movies too often, so I don't...
You know, you could just go see a movie.
Yeah.
By yourself and be the saddest person ever.
You go up to the counter and you're like...
Or as the third wheel.
Ticket right? for one, please. Wah, wah, wah.
Aww. You might find a kindly old black woman to let you get her popcorn.
Like Tim Potts. That was a great story.
Now you got to tell the story.
Go for it.
So, you know, old Timmy Potts, he decides he wants to go see, I think it's one of the Lord of the Rings movies. But no one will go with him.
I think it was The Matrix, one of the Matrix
movies. One of the Matrixes, whatever it was. It was a trilogy. He decides he wants to go see it, but no one will see it with him, so he goes by himself. And he's like, it's like a Wednesday afternoon matinee kind of deal. And he goes in there, and it's only him and this older black woman and like her four kids. And, you know, at first they're sitting far apart, and she's like, oh baby, come on over here. You by yourself? And he's like, yeah. And so she gets him to sit over by them and then, like, starts sharing the popcorn. And then the kids are like, I want some candy. And she's like, okay, I'm going to get some candy. Oh, baby, you want some candy too? And he's like, yeah. So she ends up, like, buying him popcorn and candy, and he has a nice movie
experience.
So
you go to the movie and you make friends.
Right, exactly. He met a kind stranger.
So they were the only
two
there.
He looked so sad and lonely that she needed to purchase him popcorn and soda. Like, this guy's by himself at the theater. His life must be terrible.
He needs
a pop.
Do you think that he was more sad that he went and saw a movie, or do you think he was more sad that he went and saw the second or the third Matrix movie?
This is Tim Potts. He was not sad at all. He was perfectly content to be watching this movie by himself, but... It's even better if someone's going to buy you, you know, accoutrement.
Sure.
Especially when they take pity on you.
So,
oh, this downer fuck.
Napier got drunk on moonshine the other night and called into the Mr. Producer show. He was on for like 45 minutes.
Is this terrible or is it?
You were on for 45 minutes.
No, this is delicious.
Huh? Yeah.
It's worth having?
Yeah.
So,
have some.
We're all going to drink moonshine.
We're all going to drink moonshine.
That's
going to
be our
have a
coping mechanism.
I'm not drinking moonshine.
What do you think? I think it's delicious.
It ain't bad. It's a
all right, don't spin the jar too much because I want to make sure I'm drinking it a part that you haven't touched. Let's see.
I think there's enough alcohol in there to kill anything that may be lurking on the rim.
I'm pretty sure you can start your car with that thing.
Fucking tastes like Robitussin.
Oh, God damn it. It
tastes
is
exactly like Robitussin.
This wasn't what I was drinking that night. I was drinking the apple pie. The apple pie is way smoother than this.
And it's also less potent because it's only 35 and 70.
Yeah, there's less alcohol
in
that.
If you like drinking Robitussin, then that's your beverage.
I think if you like drinking Robitussin, you should just stick with drinking Robitussin.
Yeah,
and it will fuck you up
on a robo trip.
Way, way more than that moonshine ever possibly could.
Well, while we're on the subject of movies still, Napier's second round pick in the...
Third round.
Was that your third round pick?
That was my third round
pick.
You
went back and looked?
Yep.
The 42?
No, Evil Dead. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead was my second one. 42 was my
third.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my bad.
Maybe you should have figured out what I was talking about before you...
I don't know. We don't discuss this show outside of the show.
Evil Dead ended up with a 57 on Metacritic and $42 million. So that gives him 24 points. So Napier's is the first film to be finished. It's looking like 42 did all right.
I don't even know what that is.
The Metacritic score is actually in the 80s.
42 is the Jackie Robinson story. And let me...
It's that baseball movie about the Negro player.
Who was Jackie Robinson?
Really?
He was the first black baseball Major League Baseball player. You didn't know that?
Was he good?
He must have been. He must have been very good.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
But it's mainly about how the whites were mean to him. So
the whites were pretty mean to him, yeah. In his defense.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, they did The Help, and The Help made good money, so they're like, oh god, we got to make more.
No, they did Red Tails, and Red Tails was shit.
We got to make more movies about how the whites were mean to him.
Like Django?
I guess kind of, yeah.
Or what about
the whites were quite mean in that?
Yeah, so then he shot them all. spoiler alert. They all die. All of the white people die.
So they took it to a better extreme than Wild Wild West did?
Wild Wild West was probably the best Western movie I've seen in my life.
Really?
Yes.
You haven't seen enough Westerns. God damn it.
It's head and feet above, head and shoulders above Tombstone, for sure.
Really?
No, you're wrong.
You are a liar.
You're just...
You have never
Jim
seen...
West.
You're doing
it's
like
fucking
a,
Will Smith.
You have like never seen that movie.
You're doing a bit right now.
No way, it's fucking Will Smith.
You're wrong. And you got a lumpy butt.
Probably Will Smith's best movie. Can you at least give me that?
Nope. Independence Day. Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, I would say Independence Day is his best.
Will Smith?
You guys are fucking with me. That was Will Smith's best movie was Independence Day. Ever since then, downhill shit pile. Especially Hancock.
It was better
Hancock
than
sucked.
Back to the Future
you know,
3,
Hancock
right?
Hancock had like a really good premise, but then it was just a big pile of dog shit. It just wasn't very good.
Yeah, it could have been great. It could have been an awesome movie. The premise, fucking awesome. And then they became angels, and then something else happened, and then it was fucking stupid.
What's that one where he was homeless, and then he had a child?
That was Hancock.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, I think he was a superhero.
Oh, The Pursuit of the Happiness. Yeah,
See, look, you guys can't even remember the fucking...
Yeah, no, that sucked. We're not going to talk about Will Smith movies, though, are we?
I will say that I Am Legend. I mean,
we could do a one-hour podcast every week about the storied career of Will Smith.
Starting with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Starting with West Philadelphia, all right?
And then they tried to recruit him into Scientology, and it didn't work.
With the whole DJ Jazzy Jeff. And
so we have a question for Dr.
And
Napier.
Uncle Phil.
Dr. Napier, yes.
Yeah.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Touch yourself. If I just get up and leave, it's probably because I'm either going to shit or puke. So just take over. Because I don't feel good.
Carry on, bro.
That was my bad. That food was not as delicious as I would have expected it to be.
So the question for Dr. Napier.
What do you eat today?
Our good friend Chris Dick weighed himself, and then he took a long, like, drawn-out big old poop. And then after he took his big poop, he weighed himself again, and his weight went up. So he wants to know what the cause of this may be.
Was he eating while shitting?
Well, your weight can fluctuate slightly by how you stand on the device, like... Exactly how it's like leaning up against something, or maybe it's angled funny. Maybe your angle is funny, you're kind of leaning off a little bit. But yeah, those little home scales aren't very, they're not very accurate. So, yeah.
Are you familiar with particle physics?
I am not.
Okay, well, there's, have you heard of the Higgs boson?
He's been fucking with you this whole show, dude.
No, it's like the antimatter particle. It's the God particle.
I
think there's something that Chris Dick has been quantumly entangled with this Higgs boson. And so when he shits, he actually gains mass.
Oh, so it's like a one of those Star Trek premises.
Right.
Like, you can shit and still gain weight. You can be killed in the past, but save yourself in the future. One of those kind of things?
Exactly. You're with me.
Was that the only Dr. Napier question?
That was.
So we did a whole Dr. Napier for one question. Yes,
Dr. Napier.
That was a pretty good question, actually. It was interesting, I thought. You didn't think it was interesting?
I thought it was fantastic.
I just think that means that Chris needs to buy a new scale, because bathroom scale is kind of shitty. So
he needs to invest in one of them digitals.
No, you need to get one of those doctor ones with the little...
little bars?
Yeah, the little bars.
The weights and whatnot?
Yeah, those are the expensive ones. You need to get one of those. Those digital ones are shit.
Your shit.
Have you by chance seen the new controversial Kmart ad that is making headlines?
Has it got a hot broad in it?
Controversialness.
Oh, the one where they talk about shit?
They don't talk about shit.
They talk about shitting their pants.
Yeah, but it's a joke.
I did see something about someone pooping their pants.
Well, no, they ship their pants.
This is the commercial. It's advertising that you can now get your things at Kmart sent to you instead of going and buying them at Kmart.
Kmart crowd is big and internet savvy. Or
can you flip the iPad around so I can
ship my pants right here? Ship my pants? You're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I like it.
Old people, little kids, shipping their pants.
I just shipped my nighty.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
So, yeah, they shipped their pants. That's funny, right?
And their nighty.
That's good.
Their nighty and the bed.
It's clever.
It is clever.
So,
who would take offense to that? What dumb fuck would take offense to that damn ad?
Well, it's supposed to be kind of, you know,
tongue in cheek, but not really.
It's edgy. Kmart's showing their wild side.
So
it's like a Tim and Eric bit. What the fuck?
I don't think I think every time I've ever been in Kmart, I've been the only white person in that Kmart.
That's because you go to the Kmart in town. If you go to the Kmart out in the St. Charles area, you'll be the only one with all of your teeth. So
it's just a matter of geography.
Yeah, you could literally be one of like 200 people in that store, and your teeth, like the amount of teeth in your head, will still outnumber everybody in that store. Minus some of the employees.
So, speaking of shit in your pants, you remember a couple weeks ago how we were talking about that Lisa Renabrod doing the diaper commercial?
Yeah.
So, now they got Cheryl Burke doing the diaper commercial.
I don't know who that is.
She's one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
more attractive
she's
than
she's
Lisa
a dancer?
Renna.
She's not a star?
Well, I mean, Dancing with the Stars is one of the more popular reality shows,
but she's not a star though.
She's way hotter than Lisa Renna.
So when you watch the show,
I don't watch the show. I just know who she is.
Someone who's dancing with a star,
yes,
or is she a star?
No, she's one of the dancers that dances with. The
I
stars.
I understand that the dancers may also be stars,
right?
In their own very, very small.
She's been on many of seasons,
much
of the
less
show.
Significant
I mean,
way.
Very similar to us, really. We're stars, right?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure
we're local celebrities.
We're internet radio stars.
What?
Local internet celebrities.
Look, Mark,
you mean like on this station?
Me, Mark Bland has been dying to get on our show for fucking years at this point.
Fucking Mark Bland.
I mean, you...
That guy has a very high opinion of himself.
He does. I think that he's just a character. I think he's just doing like a wrestling bit. I don't think he's real life.
Do you think his name is not Mark Bland? Like that's persona, like Mr. Sacco.
I don't know, but I like Mark Bland. I like fucking around with Mark Bland, but I don't get it. I don't get what he's doing. And then he's trying to figure out when he can come on the show or when we can come on his show. And then I say, "All right, let's do it." And then he disappears. So I'm not going to talk to Mark Bland about being on the show anymore. I just ignore him.
Well, maybe Mark Bland is a bro. He's just trying to include you. He's like, yeah, dude, I like you. You're a dude.
And then he tweets a whole bunch of shit all the time about how he's the only show in the St. Louis area worth listening to and blah, blah, blah. He does that all the time, and I'm sure it's aimed at someone else. And I'm sure we're not even on his radar as actually being anything, but... It's like, fuck you, man.
The Mark Bland's like on the actual radio, right?
I don't know, because he was tweeting about how do all these people have jobs and he doesn't. So, I mean, that makes me think maybe he's no longer
maybe
on
he doesn't consider it a job. Maybe
it's just a passion.
It's just so much goddamn fun. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm having a fucking blast.
You don't look like you're having a blast. You look like you're having a about to be a big shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's coming. But
you're so famous you did a whole episode of The Furnacast.
Oh, yeah? Is that the gauge of your celebrity?
Well, they're famous, aren't they?
No.
No?
I wouldn't consider any of us famous. We're all doing this.
Mindy and Dan, Mike is naysaying
for
you
no
right now.
Real reason. I don't understand. What's the point? Just all seems
silly. Are you in one of your moods again today? Are you gonna trash our show, too?
I need you
Speaking of trashing shows, did you listen to two podcasts to do Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge?
I did.
Are we going to do that after the break?
Sure.
Did you take notes again?
I did, but they're not here.
Well, they're not very good fucking notes then, are they?
Well, I mean, I did have to work today.
This show is going to be awesome.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean you're not collecting a full-time salary from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast like the rest of us?
Not quite yet. I'm still only a special guest.
That's why he's... Yeah, it's because you're only a special guest.
Does Trump technically count as an intern? Like an unpaid, like slag?
Yeah, I thought he was on
the page. If you don't have your notes, then you don't have anything to reference. You want to just do it now?
Sure.
All right, everybody. It's time for Drunk's Podcast fucking whatever we're calling it.
I'm going to call you the new Eeyore.
Drunk listened to two podcasts this week. He listened to the Nerdgasm Lulzcast, heard on RadioFubar.com, as well as Dead Men Talking, a show on the Wicked Radio Network. So, Drunk, what did you think of these two shows?
Well, Nerdgasm was pretty good. I remember the intro song was excellent.
As excellent as ours?
Well, I'm sure they have a different one every week. It's what it made it seem like.
The intro song was amazing.
10 points out of 10. First category.
Yep. And then they made...
How was Dead Men Talking's intro song? Was it equally as amazing or less amazing?
Less amazing.
Okay.
On a 10-point scale.
How would you say the show racked up in the humor department? Were they funny? Did you laugh?
None of you fuckers understand what it's like to be podcasts? In here right now.
No.
Are some of them a dramatic podcast?
They were dramatic?
Nerdgasm had some lines about Michael J. Fox that was pretty fucking funny. I was dying laughing during that.
They were talking about his illness?
Yes.
In a negative way?
In a poking fun at way.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
What did Michael J. Fox ever do to them other than make amazing movies?
But Dead Man Talking wasn't necessarily funny, but it was a pretty interesting show.
Is it intended to be funny, or was it informative?
It was,
or dramatic. It was just,
or dramatic.
Well, I mean, I guess. They kind of talked about this comic book the whole time, which seemed interesting, and they talked about...
Last week, you voted a show off because they talked about comic books. This week, it's interesting.
But this comic book...
So what we're learning from this is you cannot determine what Drunk's going to do.
Just whatever you do, do it well.
I have no idea what Drunk's going to do.
Well, here's the thing.
And I'll tell you, I talked to Drunk a little bit yesterday, and he kind of gave me a little hint as to where he was leaning, and that was a major shock to me. It was a major shock to me. It may have changed, though.
The Nerdgasm podcast was an hour and 41 minutes long, which is damn near eternity. And
so you don't like the long shows.
I had stuff to do that day.
But would you say that if a show was really entertaining, it would be good to listen to for more time? Or do you say, fuck you, keep your show at an hour? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean...
I mean, if you're entertained, then you would want more of it.
Our
right?
show goes over an hour all the time, but it rarely goes an hour 41.
Well, I think they actually are a two-hour show. Yeah. That wasn't like they went over. That's just the way their show is.
Gotcha.
So it's really not like a negative. They're giving you bonus content.
Well, it's a negative if it's terrible. But, and he said it felt like fucking eternity, man. That's not a compliment.
So you're not complimenting the Nerdgasm Lulzcast, is what you're saying?
I mean, it wasn't bad, because, like, I cut it off at an hour and ten.
I fear that the way this is going to go is every week I'm going to put another show against a show on Radio FUBAR, and Drunk is going to shit on the shows on our network.
Make sure. Is that how it's going?
I think that's where it's going, and that bums me out a little bit, because it's like people will think that was the intention, but it's really honesty, was
dude.
Not.
It's honest.
Okay.
I went back and gave that last 35 minutes or so of Nergasm a
because
a
I urged
shake.
You to. Yes. Because I said if it was in danger of losing,
which
you
it was,
probably give it a fair shake and actually listen to the whole show.
Right.
All fucking eternity of it.
If you're going to vote off a podcast, you should at least listen to the whole podcast.
Unless it's so terrible that I can't listen to it, which that wasn't the case with the Nerd Game.
You just had stuff to do.
I just had
May stuff I to ask do. What it is that you had to do that was so fucking important?
Yard work with my pops.
Oh, fair enough.
So the final verdict.
It's Nerdgasm.
The Eternity Podcast wins it.
Nerdgasm moves on.
It does.
Wow.
Yep.
I will tell you, podcast listeners, that when I talked to Drunk yesterday, he said that Dead Man Talking was moving
on. It was Saturday.
Or whenever it was. He said that he liked it better than the Nerdgasm. So the last 35 minutes did it for you,
yep,
huh?
Sure did.
You just needed to take
a break. They really hit their stride.
So they really hit their stride.
Yeah, they got better towards the end.
So this isn't me...
Much like this podcast, Will.
This isn't me urging you...
That's hopeful.
...in
That's
a, one thinking. Direction or another.
No,
because,
sir.
Because...
You have no...
Dead Men Talking are actually very nice to us.
They are.
They talk to us on Twitter.
And I thought their show was interesting. It wasn't very funny, but it was interesting, which is okay.
So you were interested.
Yeah.
However...
It did make him... interested in a comic book, which is way not
up the only thing I got upset with the Dead Man Talking is that I have yet to see the last episode of Walking Dead, and they kind of spoiler alerted me on it. But
well, that's your own stupid fucking fault.
Well, yeah, you're right.
He doesn't actually have cable, so he comes over to my house. So in essence, I have also not seen this last episode.
Okay, guys. So Nerdgasm in a surprise. I wouldn't say that was an upset, because actually, Nerdgasm is a show that I
they came back from the clutches of defeat.
They came back
with the buzzer beater victory.
Okay, so Napier, look at the list and determine what the next matchup is going to be in Drunk's podcast SmackDown, whatever the fuck it is. Don't listen to Drunk. You pick two shows.
Oh, okay. Let's do this. Let's do Unkempt against From Out of Nowhere.
Unkempt versus From Out of Nowhere is the next matchup.
You going to give me a slight preview of...
Unkempt is... I listen to them pretty much every week. They're good. They actually haven't been doing many shows lately. I don't know what's going on with them. I hope they do a show this week so that they get a fair shake. But if they don't, that's their fucking problem, right?
Yes, sir.
And From Out of Nowhere, I'm not too familiar with.
You just grabbed the show out of thin
air. They are on my Stitcher list. I have listened to them before. The thing about them is I think like 1 week they do a talk show and 1 week they do like a whole show of indie music. So
yeah, if it's indie music week, they might.
That I guess we'll see. Yeah. So, From Out of Nowhere versus Unkempt is the next. And I guess we're going to take a break now because it's break time.
I'm going to urinate off your balcony because you're going to be in there shitting.
I tried to shit before the show.
Did you get anything? Did you feel like, you know, something like fisting out of you? Like a...
I don't know. We'll be back like 8 minutes. Bye.
Hello. It is I, the random computer voice from Nerdgasm, Lulz Cast. We here at Radio FUBAR wanted to thank you for listening. We know you have literally hundreds of options here on the interwebs, and we are glad you chose us. If you have any requests or thoughts, please contact us at Radio FUBAR @radiofubar.com. Goodbye.
are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Hello and welcome back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Internet Radio Program. The phone number is 309-740-1430. You can Skype the call of the fucking show, WFO Dicks, if you want to. Tell us what's on your mind. Caller! There is no caller.
You sound like you're in a bad way right now, dude.
Fucking, there's an 11-year-old suing Jehovah's Witnesses.
For what?
Because they're ignoring laws, wherever the fuck he is, I didn't write that down, about how they have to do background checks before they're able to supervise children. And Jehovah's Witnesses avoid doing that because they feel the people that are watching the children have already been anointed by God, so they don't need to be...
it's a good plan.
Screened by men.
I mean, that's kind of how the priesthood is, right?
Yeah. The only problem is you know, sometimes God lets one slip through the cracks that diddles them.
So do you reckon that the 11-year-old's going to win just on the merit of him being an
11-year-old? I don't know, but I figure this little 11-year-old going to court and doing the whole thing is just adorable. He's probably wearing like a little suit. I bet his mom made him an appointment at Sears ahead of time to get pictures taken because he's just wearing his cute little suit. And just he.
When you were 11, did you ever tell anybody that you were going to sue them?
I did not.
Did you even know what suing somebody meant when you were 11?
Pretty sure I knew what it was.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody would actually take an 11-year-old seriously.
11 is so, what grade? That's
7th?
No, that'd be like 6th, I guess. 4th? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, I wouldn't take him
seriously. Oh, 4th. Like 4th grade.
But, I mean, he does have a point. I don't understand why religious people are held to a different standard than the rest of us, why they're allowed to do things that other people don't do. I mean, like, if the rule is you have to get screened, who would object to that? Who would say, oh, fucking...
I'm a man of the Lord. I don't need to get screened.
Yeah, I mean, like, and you know what? If you do refuse to obey the laws, you should be shut the fuck down. They should show up. They should board your fucking windows. They should tell you to go fuck yourself. They should take away your goddamn tax-exempt status. They should say, look, we got a goddamn rule. Follow the fucking rule.
Well, certain religious
people... I don't even know why he needs to sue. I mean, like, it should just be like you call a number and you say, hey, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, why do we even need to bring charges? Why don't they just say, okay, do what you're supposed to do.
Shut
it down.
Or
else.
Well, people take church and state separation to an extreme that it was never meant to go to that. Like people who get, you know, they get diddled and then they later on figure out, oh, well, the cops aren't going to pursue charges. Other shit like that because they're, you know, a member of such and such church. That would be a scandal. And, you know, they can't have that in a small town.
Dan wants to know how he sounded on Dead Men Talking. Tell him, type this, are you ready? We didn't listen to it, so we don't know. Type that.
I don't think we need to know, put the rest. I think.
Okay.
Dan, Mike said you weren't a celebrity, by the way.
He's not.
And I was trying to defend you, saying that
none of us are celebrities. You don't actually think... That's a joke, right?
No, I'm celebrity.
You're Drunkard STL on the Twitters?
At Drunkard STL.
Oh! Excuse the fuck out of me! Oh! But no, so if an 11-year-old is blowing the whistle on these fuckers, then fucking good for him. I just think it's adorable.
It's what he should do, goddammit.
America.
You gotta protect your assets.
You would be surprised the amount of dumb shit people will make as excuses for people of the religious cloth, if you will. Not necessarily Catholic priests, but anybody. They will defend them up and down. It doesn't matter what evidence there is. But you attacking them and saying, oh, well, they need to adhere to these standards that everybody else has to, that's an attack on their religion.
But, I mean, what's the argument? Do they say, oh, it's part of our whole thing, or do they just deny it happened? They know it happened. What do they say?
They see it as it's their religion, and they should be able to make the laws that govern them, which nobody else gets to make those fucking rules.
Sounds like a cult to me.
Yeah, it's very cult-like to say, we have these rules, you know, those rules are for us, and nobody else can tell us what to do.
Sounds like an Indian reservation.
But there should be no question that if someone is watching kids, they should be, you know, investigated to make sure they are okay to watch kids.
I concur.
They're shaping young minds.
Or buttholes.
They're shaping young minds.
Or buttholes. They could be shaping buttholes.
This is our future.
Exactly. But some people feel that they have their religion, and that's separate from everybody else, and they can't be told what to do.
This 11-year-old could be the next president.
He could.
God damn it.
He could. He could be the next Justin Bieber.
He could be.
You just never
fucking know. Is that a segue?
It is.
Let's hear it.
See, if you call it out the segue, then it's not good anymore.
I think it draws attention to just the fine craftsmanship that we put into the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, like the small details. Like, look, you set this up. They're so professional.
Justin Bieber visited the Anne Frank Museum the other day.
Now, which one was she?
She was the blind one.
The blind one.
And deaf.
I thought she was the one that had to hide from the Nazis.
Literal drunk.
No, yeah, Anne Frank did hide from Nazis.
Helen Keller.
Apparently,
was the
when
one.
You go to the Anne Frank Museum, there's like a guest book that you sign into. And Justin Bieber wrote in there that he would hope that Anne Frank was a Belieber. Like, she would have been a Belieber had she been around today.
Yeah, that's not sure narcissistic at all.
Are you not a believer?
To say, man, you know, this person who everyone knows, who we've grown up, we read her book, her diary in school. She's like a figurehead for like a whole, you know, time in history. I sure hope that if she was around today, she would be a fan of my shit music.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, hope she would like our podcast.
Not even to say he admires her. Just to say he hopes that she would have admired him.
I would venture that she probably would have been a listener of our show.
You think?
Yeah. If we were around, she would have listened.
I don't think she would have.
No, I think we were right up her alley.
Yeah.
Have you read her
diary? She had a very wholesome background.
Wasn't she German?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think she would... Understand
huge
us.
In Germany, Napier. Huge. Yeah.
No, we just have that one big site crime. That kind of siphons off our crap in Germany. That was kind of weird to find.
Oh, yeah. Was that German?
Yeah, that was German. That was Dutch.
We Googled ourselves a couple weeks ago, and we found, like, our show, like, the description was all translated into a different language. We were still us. I mean, like, they weren't doing our show in a different language.
That would be pretty epic.
That would be pretty cool. Like, if they play, like, the music, like, you know, Idle Hands came up and it was like, like, did it in a different language. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So I would.
Four different translators for the episode. That'd be dope.
But no, unfortunately, the show was still us. However, the description had been translated. Which, I mean, how would they do that? Would they have to...
I guess Google Translate.
Just Google Translate and put it up as... Do you think we're getting credit for those downloads?
I doubt it. I mean, that wasn't a site that we used. That was a weird German site. So I've never even heard of that fucking place.
So one could argue that we get way more downloads than we even know about.
I think that means we have a really dedicated fan base. And they're going through and they're like, you know, the German people need to hear us.
So maybe Drunk is famous.
Yeah, he could be huge in Germany like David Hasselhoff.
Speaking of that, David Hasselhoff follows me.
You should get him on the show.
Is it the real David Hasselhoff?
He's got a check mark by his name.
David Hasselhoff follows you on Twitter?
Yep.
Like, really?
Really. Really, really.
Direct message David Hasselhoff. I mean, like, he can't follow that many people, I wouldn't imagine. Direct message David Hasselhoff. Tell him to be on the show.
Okay.
Just do it. You'll be our producer. Drunkard STL is our new producer.
And
you have
manager.
To get us guests.
What are you gonna,
that's your job.
What are you going to ask David Hasselhoff?
We'll come to that road when we get to it.
What's it like to call your daughter a fat little piggy while you sit there drunk eating a cheeseburger?
I thought that was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
No, he ate a cheeseburger on the floor. I think you combined two stories.
Damn. I don't really understand Hollywood, so I just combine everything. I don't really pay attention to all that crap. But it's... Yeah.
No, seriously. Nobody follows me. You need to get on this.
Mark Colombo of the Dallas Cowboys follows me.
Really?
Yeah, and Pat Barry.
Really?
The UFC fighter.
Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons talked to me on Twitter once.
What'd he say?
I asked him how he was doing, and he wrote back, sup.
Did he do it under the show or yours?
I think it was mine. This is all great, by the way. This is definitely going to win us some kind of award.
We're going up in the door.
Podcasting list. Award.
Don't forget, I voted for you last week.
You know, there is a podcastawards.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a podcast award competition.
Can you search for us and see if we're in the running for anything?
I mean, I bet we would know if we were in the running.
I think you have to know, like, you have to be nominated, and then people have to vote for you. Like a voice actor awards or...
So Great Clips has a check-in app now that you can check in to get your hair cut at Great Clips. And then you don't have to stand in line. You can just tell them you're coming and you're like making an appointment. And so then when you pull up to Great Clips and you drive by and you look and you see that nobody's sitting in any chairs, you think, oh, I can go in there and sit down. I'm next. I'll only be waiting here for a couple minutes. And then some jack-off shows up and he says, yeah, I checked in online. And then he gets to go ahead of you. And I hope that person goddamn dies. I hope anyone, and this goes out to anyone, if our number one fan has the Great Clips app on her phone, I hope she goddamn dies. I hope anybody who has the Great Clips app on their phone goddamn dies. Because when they go in, when you go into Great Clips, and you're like, you tell them, hey, I'm here for a haircut, they ask you, oh, well, did you use our check-in app to check in early? And you say, no. And then they sit you down, and you know what they do? They talk to you about their check-in app. On their fucking, while they're cutting your hair. And I don't give a fuck about the check-in app. I just want to go in there. I want to tell them my name. I want to sit down. I want them to ask me what I do. And I want to tell them what I do. And then they want to say, hey, do you watch Catfish? And then, you know, oh, haha, yeah, I've watched a couple episodes of that. I don't want to talk about the goddamn, I don't want you to spam me and sell me shit while I'm getting my hair cut.
Do you ever talk about the show while you're getting your hair cut?
No.
Yeah, why don't you do that reverse advertising?
I think that shit's coming, like, really soon.
So you know the ER has the same thing?
Yeah, the ER has that, too.
The express check-in at the ER?
You can sit around your house, go to the website, say, hey, I'll be there at 3:30. I twisted my knee.
Who would have the foresight to...
They don't. They get injured.
That's
they
like
get...
an emergency situation, right? Oh, like, some oh, people, let's check and see if they have an app.
Some people use the emergency room dozens of times a year. Like, that's their doctor.
Well, that almost makes sense to me. Like, if you're going and you've got, like, an emergency. But, I mean, how fucking busy are you that you can't wait 5 minutes for a fucking haircut? It's the fast food of haircuts. I mean, you don't make an appointment for Great Clips.
Hey, that's high class, all right?
I mean, you fucking show up. The longest you have to wait, White Castle has an app now. You can pre-order White Castle and show up to White Castle, and they will have already made your cheeseburgers. What's the longest you've waited for a White Castle burger?
Like 45 minutes, dude.
You're bullshitting.
No, have you not been to White Castle at like 1:30 in the morning? Especially on a that one on Saturday? Hall's Ferry.
Oh my god.
The one on Hall's Ferry is shit, but the one
didn't that one close?
No.
Wasn't there too many of them there?
No.
It shares a parking lot with.
You're thinking of the one on New Hall's Ferry.
Skating. That's what you just said.
It's still open. And it's got a dual drive-through.
I thought you said the one on Lindbergh.
It closed for like 2 weeks so they could put in a dual drive-through.
Yeah, they have an extra drive-through for speed of service.
Kinda that like you won't up here get. At Lindbergh.
You know that one time. You know that Wendy's there. I got a beige in that while ordering Wendy's.
Saw a dude breaking into a car at the Wendy's parking lot. Like I was sitting there waiting to get my food.
Does this have anything to do with congratulating me on my beach?
Hey, congratulations on your beach.
Okay. Congratulations
on
your
beach. How
long
ago was this? Because it's been closed for quite a while.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Congratulations on your beach 15 years ago. Must have been a good one.
So I'm sitting there in the Wendy's drive-thru. We need to get my goddamn spicy chicken.
Are you talking about the same Wendy's drive-thru that I got the beige at?
Yeah.
Okay.
And across the street, there's this auto body shop, and this dude was like breaking into a van, and he's like looking at me, and he starts screaming at me, "No, dude, this is my car. I'm not breaking into it," as he starts slamming into the windows,
which
trying
is
to break
exactly
into
what
it.
Somebody who was breaking into a car
did you call
say,
the
right?
police?
Oh, God, yeah, I called the cops. Fuck that fat fuck.
Fucking narc.
How long did it take for him to get there?
Less time than it took to get my fucking chicken sandwich.
Well, I mean, the police station is right up the street, so.
Hmm?
That ain't none of your business.
Yeah, and I got into somebody else's business because I'm a boss, motherfucker. I got into that dude's business like whoa.
Like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got on the table, Michael?
Yeah, Glee, what's your list?
Glee had a school shooting episode.
Why?
Did all those kids die?
No, none of them died.
What do you mean they had a school shooting episode?
They had an episode where there was a school shooter on Glee.
Did they sing to him? Like what?
They hid in the choir room and they sung sad songs for the hour while they were afraid for their lives.
That doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, that seems really fucking stupid. I would shove that little fat broad right up against that door and just fucking leave her there and then run out the goddamn windows.
But I mean, like, talking about a show ill-equipped to have a voice on a certain topic, I would say Glee should probably just shut the fuck up and do their karaoke show.
Exactly. Maybe they can steal another fucker's song. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with these goddamn horseshit fuckers?
I mean, that's like sensationalism. I mean, that's just bullshit. Like, oh.
Maybe American Idol can do a tribute to him,
too. There was a school shooting. Let's do an episode about it so you can truly feel what these people were feeling while these actors sing faggy songs in the dark.
Which songs did they sing?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
They sang Kubaya.
And then it turned out that it was a waterhead that brought a gun to school because she was being bullied.
What's a waterhead?
Like a retard.
Oh, like a bubblehead.
Yeah, like a bubblehead. And the teacher tried to take the gun away from her, and it went off. No one was killed, so it was a complete cop out.
The teacher didn't.
So they got the emotion of the school shooting, but then at the end they're like, "Oh, that's all in fun, guy."
I think the producers of that show need to be held down and pepper sprayed. And then
yeah, there
left
should have been
field.
At least four deaths in this.
You think? Major characters.
Yeah, at least one. Just not Mr. Shu.
Hugh Jackman's stalker threw her pubes at him.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's funny.
That's disgusting.
What would you be trying to say? What would you be trying to tell Hugh Jackman?
Smell my pubes, they're delicious.
I'm shaved, see? I mean, like, what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to gain by throwing your pubes at Hugh Jackman?
You're trying to give him your crabs.
Mm-hmm. You've got my cunt runts on you.
Cunt runts.
But yeah, he pressed charges because apparently this isn't her first run-in with him.
Like, she threw pubes at him before, or?
Well, no, he did let her blow him once.
She's
is that factual?
She's been his stalker for some time. She shows up and confesses her love to him.
Maybe she just really likes Wolverine.
And the other times he didn't say anything because it was all just innocent, you know, like, "Hey, I'm your biggest fan. You know, let's get married. I have a shrine to you in my basement." But this time there was normal pubes stuff involved.
So throwing pubes is going overboard?
I think so. I think that's the line.
Who would you throw
so
pubes at?
So if you were
at?
Ever thinking to yourself, how far can I go with Hugh Jackman? Apparently he draws the line
at
shaving off your pubes and throwing them at him.
Who would you throw your pubes at?
I don't know.
Keira Knightley? No?
No.
Not Keira Knightley? Really?
I don't think I'd throw my pubes at anybody. I think I'd just throw them in the trash. Because
What if you didn't like somebody? Would you throw your pubes at him? Like if you said, oh, fuck this dude, I'm going to hit him with my pubes in his eyes.
What do you do?
I'm kind of a fan of the Kate Upton.
You got pubes on me.
No, this is what you do. You dig your hands down your pants real quick and then just rip a whole bunch of them out, throw them at him with like pocket sand and get them right in the eyes.
Pocket sand?
Pocket sand.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ indeed.
So drunk! What's the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
Well, what would you say your guilty pleasure song is?
White Town.
A song that you just go, I hope nobody ever finds out that I love this song.
No, I don't care who finds out I love it. White Town, You're a Woman.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah. Bought that CD. The rest of the CD, not very good.
I'm sure. It's what one-hit wonders are made of.
Hmm? What would you say is the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
Ooh, got a lot to pick
from. I kind of like that.
So, Paul, what would you say is the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
Oh, I got that graduation song from, what's that?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C on there somewhere.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
But before my iPod got stolen, I had the old Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
I've got the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks theme song.
I do too.
I don't have that. Why don't I fucking have that?
That's a good one, though. It's a good one.
I have. I don't have it, but I have listened to the Justin Bieber "As Long as You Love Me" song, like intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I downloaded Mbop because of your rather nice review of their one song, "Last Christmas."
What the fuck are you... I didn't review a Hanson song.
Yeah, you did.
I've never, ever once come to this show and reviewed a Hanson song.
You said your lady...
I've never actually heard the song that you're referencing that I reviewed.
Yeah, you were talking about...
I've never heard that song.
Your lady friend at the time dumped you at prom, and then the Hanson song came on, and you said how awesome it was. And how
no, it,
made
it was
you
a give, terrible song.
It gave you closure.
And it wasn't the song that you said you listened to.
I can't believe the DJ agreed to play that song like 8 years after the fact.
No, this was it was topical at that point, I think. I mean, Hanson was still a thing, I think.
Hanson is still a thing. they are touring. They just dropped an album.
Is there any songs that you would say were like or songs or bands that were like ruined because of a
Creed
you were involved with, like a girlfriend really liked a band and so when you broke up with her you couldn't listen to that band anymore because it made you sad?
No, but I will say that I did date a girl, Penis Forest, a girl, and she told me that Aerosmith.
For our new listeners, explain Penis Forest, girl.
I dated a broad who, while all of my hockey buddies and myself and her were at Steak and Shake ordering delicious big-ass shakes, she decided to come up with the idea of making a plaster cast penis forest out of all of my buddies' dongs.
And she was very open about asking us about this.
She did not discuss it with me at all. She was just like, I want to make a penis forest all of my boyfriend's buddies. Let's all get together and you can show me your wangers.
And she wanted to make, like, plaster molds of us all.
Yeah, you could...
Was she going to do the work to get it all ready, you know?
I assume that
she
would.
She wanted a flaccid mold.
Yeah, I assume that she would. I fully thought that she would sit there, give you a strip tease, let you look at her hoo-ha,
oh,
open
wow
up her butthole for you.
That would not be something that I would like at all.
Yeah, I thought that she was trying to cause an erection.
Was this lady pretty unattractive?
No, she wasn't that...
Scale from 1 to 10, 10 being really, really, really unattractive, she was probably an 8.5.
Yeah.
She was quite not attractive.
I will say she was my skinniest lady friend.
There was a time in my life where I confused skinniness and attractiveness as well. Yeah. Like, just because a girl is skinny does not mean she's attractive.
Right.
No, and she was ate up with the crazy.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, her dad must have fucked her in a Garfield mask. That's how fucking crazy she was. Oh, wow.
So, long story short, you didn't have your penis molded by this?
I did not, no.
Did anybody?
I don't believe so. Apparently she made the penis forest, but I don't know how she got a hold of all the penises.
What does one do with a penis forest?
Apparently she took it to an art contest to get it judged, and the judge thought it was fucking horrible, and she burnt it.
It's a bunch of dicks. Yeah. Yeah, I can see.
So before we went off on a tangent, you were going somewhere with a story.
Yeah, she told me that Aerosmith song that they played for that one fucking Bruce Willis movie.
Armageddon?
Yeah. That fucking song. She said, oh, well, that's our song. Like, how the fuck is that our song? And apparently now I can't listen to Aerosmith because it reminds me of dumb whores.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to miss a thing. Fuck you, Aerosmith, and fuck you, dumb crazy broad.
Yeah, I just call it the Armageddon song.
Yeah, close enough.
You guys continue doing the show if you'd like, but I'm about to shit my pants.
Well, you only got one more thing on the list. We can wrap it up.
No, like about to shit my pants.
Well, let's call it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get ready. Get ready. Oh God, it's gonna happen. Hold on to your dicks. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Saying goodbye. is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had. Much more to say, foolish to try. It's time for saying goodbye.
Don't want to leave, but we both know. Sometimes it's better to go.
Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when.
You're in my heart, so until then, it's time for saying goodbye. Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when. You're in my heart, so until then. Wanna smile, wanna cry, saying goodbye.
La 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 la, 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 la. It's time for saying goodbye. La.
So the last story that we didn't get to, this will be a little bonus tale on the end, I guess.
Yeah, for the dedicated few.
For the podcast listeners. The last story on my list that we didn't get to, a 19-year-old called 911 twice. I'm feeling a lot better, by the way.
I'm glad to hear that, by the way.
Just to let you guys know. I mean, like,
if anybody was concerned
about my well-being, I feel a little bit better.
Did you look at the toilet?
19-year-old called 911 twice because he didn't like the way his mom was talking to him. He's like, I don't really appreciate the way my mother is speaking to me. Could you maybe tell her to stop and treat me with respect?
I've heard of...
I am a 19-year-old man living at home with my mother, but I don't really appreciate the way she's speaking to me.
I've heard of parents calling their calling the cops on their disrespectful kids. Never heard of a kid doing it to their mouthy mama.
Look, she's not respecting me. I'm playing video games, and she keeps interrupting me.
So when you were 19, were you living at home?
Yeah, but I wasn't calling 911.
No, yeah, I mean...
No, I'm not talking shit about 19-year-old.
No,
women.
No, I mean...
It is a little long to be living at home. A little bit.
It depends. I mean...
it does.
But, I didn't know if you, like, went away to college or anything.
But obviously, this is a real goddamn gem here, this fella.
did you happen to see where this fella's from?
You know what? Until you move out, you're living under their house...
You use that voice until you move out.
You're living in their house, and it's their rules.
Yeah. I was actually
living... Yeah, a little 19-year-old snot-nosed prick.
I was actually living with Paul when I was 19.
They arrested his ass because he was misusing 911. Because
he's a derelict, obviously.
Fucking asshole.
So
I hope his mom kicked his ass,
my
too.
Question
she had
is,
to pay his $500 bond because, you know, he's got, like, a job at McDonald's or something.
If he
fucking
has one.
Asshole.
My question is, what was he doing to make his mom get mouthy with him?
Mom's disrespecting my DVD collection.
I have a tasteful collection of nudes, and it's none of her business, you know, if they're Oriental or Asian or dudes, okay?
I'm 18 now. She can't talk to me like that.
You can't talk to me like that. I have rights.
I'm an adult.
I demand respect.
Listen, you guys don't understand. I sleep in a race car. That demands respect right there.
But I'm an adult, so I made the race car bed myself.
I made an adult
decision.
I got
my table saw.
I made an adult decision to call the cops on my mom. Respect that, please. Fuckers.
I built a ham radio for my car.
God, Mom, you keep touching my stuff.
Stop cleaning up all of my jizz rags. God, I can't find them. How am I going to jerk off?
I'll clean my room when I get to it.
God.
Oh, is that my clean laundry?
Oh, you made dinner? It's tasty.
Listen, bitch, if you put one more dryer sheet in there, I'm going to lose my shit. Okay? I demand that you use the Bounty Soft.
feel it coming back.
That tide gives me a rash.
I feel it coming back.
Are you sure there's not blood involved?
I think something's wrong with me.
Are you allergic to mushrooms?
No, I was feeling shitty all day.
Mm-hmm.